On the corner of Tompkins and Hancock, Mr. Cromer's clarinet cracks its crazy jokes. Mr. Cromer plays that clarinet all day. He stands under the grocer's awning in his gray checked vest, and he plays good. Makes you smile. Makes your feet smile. I hear it even when I'm playing stickball with the guys halfway down Hancock. Even when I'm planning how to sneak into Washington Park to watch the Superbas. I hear it. Mr. Cromer really knows how to stir up something with that clarinet. But does that make him lucky? In Russia, he played clarinet for important people. Now he plays on a street corner in Brooklyn and he keeps the clarinet case open for people to drop coins. I'm not sure, but if you ask Mr. Cromer, I don't think he'd say he's so lucky. Papa, he's lucky. He doesn't work for coins anymore. We're not greenies. Not anymore. Papa, he's been in America 16 years.
And I didn't have a penny when I got here.
You had to have something, Papa. How could you live if you're dead broke?
I lived, Joseph. I'm here, am I not?
Papa says.
And I had nothing.
Only he says,
nothing.
You get used to it. Everybody got an accent in Brooklyn. Everybody talks a little different. Papa says he doesn't hear a difference, but I do. Same as I hear Mr. Cromer's clarinet. You gotta listen. I can't remember living anywhere but Brooklyn. Only here, above the store in this crowded flat. Me, Mama, Papa, my kid sister Emily, my little brother Benjamin. I like coming home to this place. At least I used to like it. Back when we sold things like toys and cigars and paper. Back before we turned the candy shop into a bear factory. Our novelty store with the big glass window, it's always been like an open book. The whole block, like a row of glass books on a long cement shelf. Even though lately we don't fix up the display window, I guess I still like coming home to it. Some kids, they never want to go home. This time last year, I didn't get it. How could anyone not want to go home? I get it now. Still, I'm lucky. My life, it's better than most guys have it. I got plenty to eat, I got Mama and Papa both, and they don't hit. So even though I can't turn around without bumping into someone, even though I'm always tripping over the ladies who come in to sew, even though most of my time I spend inspecting, sorting, and packing bears, even though my parents don't have time anymore for me, my sister, my brother, even though the guys in the neighborhood act different with me now, I guess I'm still lucky. But I miss the old times. Every Thursday night I would clean out the shop window, and every Friday morning, Papa'd set up the new one. While Brooklyn slept, Papa turned the window of Mictum's novelty store into a candy fantasy. That's Mictum, rhymes with victim, which is what Papa was in Russia, where the political bear was always at the throat of the Jews, but is not what he is now. In the old country, all Mictums were victims. But here in Brooklyn, we found the land of gold. In Brooklyn, we got everything. Well, nearly everything. Papa, all he has left of his entire family is three sisters. The Queen, Aunt Beast, and Aunt Mouse. That's not their real names, it's just what my sister Emily and I call them. The oldest, Aunt Golda, the Queen, she's like a mother to Papa. He would like if she would come to Brooklyn to visit once in a while, but she never does. Papa's sisters, they live on the Lower East Side in Manhattan, and they don't cross the river. Aunt Beast hates the river. Hates it. Well, I'm not crazy about it either. No one in our family is, but at least we cross to visit them. The aunts, they never come to see us. In my opinion, Uncle Maya more than makes up for our lack of visiting Mictum aunts. Uncle Maya is Mama's brother. Mama pretty much raised Uncle Maya on her own. Now he lives a 7-minute walk from here, down on Fulton, but he's over at our place all the time. Uncle Maya is a free thinker. He, Mama, Papa, they sit around the kitchen table, yakada, yakada. The world twists its ankle in a pothole, Uncle Maya calls a meeting. I stick around when Uncle Maya comes. I keep my mouth shut and my ears open, packing stuffed bears or cutting mohair, whatever needs doing. I don't even think about slipping away when Uncle Maya comes. You can learn a lot from grown-ups sitting around a kitchen table. Used to be they spent hours there, but lately we can hardly find a kitchen table. Mama and Papa and their bear business, it's everywhere. So these days, when Uncle Maya tells me, "Pull up a chair, Joseph," you bet I do. Even if the neighborhood guys are waiting a game for me, which they never used to do, and which you'd think would make me happy. Except if they're waiting a game for me and I'm late, or I don't show at all, they're angry. They used to just start playing as soon as enough guys showed up on the street. If I made it, great. If I didn't, well, that was okay too. I liked it better that way. I don't like too much attention on me.